Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A 74-year-old Clintonville man was formally charged in court yesterday with killing a Greenleaf man and trying to kill the victim's friend in Shawano County last week. Brent Hoffman is charged with first-degree intentional homicide by use of a dangerous weapon, with an increased penalty for the victim being over the age of 67. He's also charged with attempted first-degree homicide by use of a dangerous weapon with the same increased penalty. According to the criminal complaint, the victim and a friend were at the victim's hunting property near Tigerton when Hoffman, who lived down the road, stopped in carrying a pistol. The victim's friend says Hoffman had been drinking when he arrived, and all three drank whiskey and were talking about hunting when Hoffman started randomly shooting for no reason. The victim's friend called 911 from another building on the property and threatened to shoot Hoffman if he came in. Authorities have not released that man's name. If convicted of intentional homicide, Hoffman faces a mandatory life prison term plus additional time for the victim's age and type of weapon used. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel is now interim U.S. Attorney for Eastern Wisconsin after being sworn in this week. Schimmel was endorsed by Trump in his recent Supreme Court race but lost. His appointment bypasses Wisconsin's usual bipartisan candidate selection process. Schimmel says he looks forward to supporting his team and doing great work for the people in the district. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the 14-year-old Oneida girl found last summer weighing just 35 pounds. On the fundraising page, a family member says the girl has made remarkable progress in just the past few months, doubling her body weight since she was taken from the home in August. So far, the page has raised more than $1,500 of their $2,200 goal. Green Bay kicked off the holiday season with a festive event on the city deck. Mayor Eric Genrich joined other city leaders in outlining all the upcoming activities going on over the next month and beyond. The Christ Kindle Market on Broadway and the official lighting ceremony will kick things off Thursday night, followed by the 41st annual Green Bay Holiday Parade on Saturday. Brad Toll with Discover Green Bay says many people don't realize how many people flock to Green Bay specifically to take part in winter activities.
Total spend, direct spend, is $847 million by visitors each year. $393 million of that is in the first quarter.
The Winter Wine and Beer Walk is back again this year, but with a new twist, a non-alcoholic ticket that allows you to enjoy alcohol-free samples at all 20 stops. Organizers say the option reflects a growing trend in our community. Green Bay's new community shelter broke ground yesterday on a new transitional housing development. The $14 million project will add 41 apartments for people working to get out of homelessness. Residents will have access to programs like mental health and AODA support, case management, and life skill training. Shelter CEO Terry Refsgard says access to stable, supportive housing is essential for people working to rebuild their lives. She says the new development provides structure, dignity, and the ongoing help necessary to break the cycle of homelessness for good. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 42, but not much wind out of the southwest at only 5 or less. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain, maybe some snow mixing in the morning. then cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.